Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badger Land Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
With Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
Hi, Philip.
Hank Bray just ran in here. Hank Bray.
Well, I emptied the recyclables this morning, unbeknown to you, and we didn't have any scrap paper for your answers.
I didn't have any scrap paper for my official quiz.
So I had to, and that thing's been sitting on the printer, or the table by the printer for a couple days. So you know what? Welcome, Phil.
Sure.
You can have it.
Quizzy Poo by Philip. All right.
3 cents for that.
Anyway, got it.
How was your evening last night?
Good. Yeah, did a little bit of work here and did a couple other things, and the evenings go by very fast.
Oh, you know what? Faster than the work day. Have you noticed that?
Oh, well, yeah, they do.
So last night, you know, I get home. I want to tell you this. I had a ball game last night at Brookwood. It's quite a jaunt, about an hour and 17 minutes from home.
Did you go over Wildcat Mountain?
Yeah, I hated that road, but let me rephrase. I dislike that road a lot. I just hate it. No one goes 45 miles an hour. Nobody.
Well, so which route did you go?
Yeah, through Wildcat Mountain.
You did?
I went through Viola, Reedstown, Viola, to Lafarge, and then Lafarge to Ontario.
You stayed on the flat most of the time.
Yeah, but that's the only way I know from Boswell to get there.
Right. No, that's the best way.
Yeah, so I get there, and they move the game up to 4, pending rain. Well, we start the game like at 4:04, Philip. We had a 78-minute ball game. I mean, it was impressive.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way partner, softball should be.
Yeah, Jason was there hitting. No, this was no. This was baseball.
I thought you had baseball.
No, this was baseball.
Baseball. All right.
So 78-minute game.
That's
for baseball.
Really good.
That's impressive.
Surprising.
Had really, really good pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw both Cashin's number one and Brookwood's number one. Very, very good athletes. Very good. So, I had a coach. I call the inside curve. I call it all the time, and he goes, Henry, we can't hit that. He goes, we're not even trained to look at that as a strike. And I said, Coach, it hits the plate, hits the corner of the plate, and drops. He goes, well, I don't know about it. I said, if you can call it from third base, let's just switch spots.
Very true. Yeah.
And nothing more was said.
Nothing more was said. Right. Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're consistent, that's the main thing.
And I'll call that all day long.
Yeah.
So the inside corner. And he usually catches the top corner and then kind of, and then just like drops.
Yeah, that's a tough one to hit.
It's a tough one to hit, but it's a strike. If it hits the top of the knee, it's a strike.
I was surprised that anybody got any games in last time.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
Where I was at, it rained a lot more. It was raining during that time.
Does it always rain where you're at, though?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
What's that? Who's
dark cloud overhead.
Who is that? Charlie Brown? Who has the cloud overhead all the time?
Could be Charlie Brown. I don't know.
I can't remember who it is, but he always has a cloud. Or is that the donkey from Winnie the Pooh? Eeyore?
Eeyore?
Eeyore.
Oh, bother.
Yeah. Oh, bother. Wouldn't you love to see Eeyore and our rooster friend together?
Speckled Pete?
No. Froghorn Leghorn.
Oh, fucker.
Wouldn't you love
that?
I say. Whatever.
They were licensed by two different companies, so it'll never happen. Yeah. But
we have a good listener's birthday today, and I'm not saying, but she calls all the time.
Oh, you're upstaging my birthdays today.
Oh, am I? I'm gonna leave it alone.
Happy birthday to Donna Walsh.
Yeah, she's.
She has given us a lot of treats over the years.
She's given you a lot of treats. We never see a lot of them, Phil, because they usually don't make it inside the building.
Well, I even give some away at the game sometimes.
Yeah, but never to.
I feel guilty when people are looking at me and like, you know, oh, man. They're so envious.
You want one?
Here you go.
Half, not the full.
Yeah, exactly. Just take a bite.
Just take a bite. Got to have some for June and the grandkids.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so today's Quizzy Poo Day, but I first have a question for you, Philip. Have you ever been asked To leave a gathering or a room.
Have I ever been? I don't think so. Not recently, anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure when I was younger, I did.
Yeah.
Mother would say, go sit in the car. Can I have the keys? No!
Sit in the car anyway.
I want to listen to the radio, you know?
No.
No.
Hmm. And you also might be from Arkansas, Phil. If you've ever rented goats.
Rented goats? Yeah. Well, some do. It's a good way to clear out your stuff,
yeah,
right?
But, you know, speaking of rented goats, you know, I've had a couple of goats that I had to get rid of because of this trade-in mower sale that's going on.
Oh, right.
So I'm keeping the one.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to keep them at your house, unbeknown to you.
Huh, okay.
But less mowing for you.
Yeah. There'd be two old goats on the property then, right? What's the quizzy on?
You know what? It's a la carte, Phil.
Oh.
It's a lot of stuff here.
That's a big word for you.
Yeah. I'm surprised I said it right. Uh-huh. It's a buffet.
A buffet. Yep.
All right, buddy. Number one. These are true, false, and multiple choice. I will tell you which ones they are. This is a true, false question. Originally, there wasn't a strike zone in baseball. Number two, this is true, false. Both Motel 6 and Super 8 were named after original room rates in 1974.
I like how you laugh. You try to lead me astray.
Never.
With your sinister laugh.
Number three, it is physically impossible for an owl to look up at the sky.
Okay.
Number four, Canada is south of the United States. Canada can be located south of the United States. What number are we on?
Five.
Who is the lead singer of the band The Who? Is it Roger Daltrey, Ben Henley, or Robert Plant? Number six. What type of fish is Nemo? Is it a tuna fish, a clown fish, a salmon, or a goldfish? Water drains clockwise in the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere. Number eight. You lose most of your body heat through your head. Did I say that right? You lose most of your body heat through your head.
All right. Come on. No. What is it, nine?
I don't know what.
You got to speed this up here.
Well, you know what? I have a good 5 minutes left here.
Oh, okay.
Number nine. Viola attended high school until 1964.
Viola attended high school?
Well, they had a high school.
Who was she? Oh, the town.
Yeah, the town Viola. The town Viola. Okay. Had a high school in 19. I mistyped that question bad. So if you see it online, my apologies.
All right.
Viola had a high school until 1964, then rejoined the Kickapoo School District. What was Viola's mascot before joining the Panthers?
Didn't we have this one once?
Nope.
If I
had a question last week. It says Viola joined Kickapoo School District in 1964. What was Kickapoo's mascot?
Is that what
it was? I was setting you up.
Okay. All right.
So, no, is it A, Blue Jackets, B, Blue Jays, C, Blue Devils, or C, Blue Raiders? Blue Jackets, Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Blue Raiders.
Okay.
Did you notice the blue in there?
I did.
Yeah.
And you're wearing blue, too.
Yeah, I did that purposely. Number 10, who sang the title song for the latest Bond film, No Time to Die? All right. Is it Adele, Sam Smith, or Billy Eilish? Is it Eilish?
Eilish.
Eilish. Adele, Sam Smith, or Billy Eilish?
Okay. Got it.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm not sure on some of them. All right, go ahead.
Number one. Originally, Philip, there wasn't a strike zone in baseball.
I got to say that's true.
It is true.
Woohoo!
I think it's still like 1884. I mean, they started with a zone. It wasn't, but you know.
Do they have walks then, I wonder?
Yes.
Or, oh, they did?
Yes, yes. And usually, actually, there's a question coming up on that in the near future about walks. So, because walks, at one time, I can't say it because it's a question.
But oh, Wilson, man.
Yeah, they did have walks.
Okay.
So.
But if you don't have a strike zone, how do you determine?
Like, well, you can't hit the ball.
I see.
You know, kind of like last night. Hey, your bat's 34 inches. It's there.
Yeah.
But, all right, number two. Both Motel 6 and Super 8 were named after their original room rates. True or false?
I think that's true.
It is true. It sounds made up, like something your uncle would say at a cookout. But here's the deal. Motel 6 started at $6 in 1962, and Super 8 started at $8.88 in 1974. Really cool.
That is cool.
And they kept the name.
Yeah, that seems even cheap for that era, but I'm not sure what kind of a room it was.
Well, they always kept the light on for you.
They did. Yeah. Tom Baudet. Yeah.
Number three, it is physically impossible for an owl to look up at the sky.
False.
That is false. While they can't move their eyes, they can turn their head up to 270 degrees, allowing them to look up.
Wow.
I don't know if I can get mine that up.
Ooh.
Number four,
ooh.
Canada.
Ooh.
Who? It's Phil. Who, Phil? Canada is south of the United States.
Well, I think that must be a trick question. I went with true.
It is true. And here's why. People go, no, it's not. Well, actually, portions of Canada, specifically Windsor, Ontario, are located south of Detroit, Michigan. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's south of parts of the United States.
Yeah, it's a play on words, which is true.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right.
Number five?
Four in a row, baby.
All right. Who was the lead singer of the band The Who?
Roger Daltrey.
That is true. You didn't have any problem with that, did you?
No, I knew that one.
Okay. All right. So
good vocalist. And somehow he's able to swing the microphone, like do windmills with the microphone, and not clock himself in the head.
I saw that.
I don't know how he ever did that.
Who else did that? Did Jack Benny do that early? Not Jack Benny, but...
Jack Benny wouldn't have had a microphone, probably.
No, there was one early in the 60s that kind of sang classical music, kind of swung his microphone, but...
Could be. It would have been me. I'd have been hitting myself or getting
boom.
A fat lip, you know, like swinging around just in time to sing. I'd be like, And then my lip would be like, I'm trying to sing. What do you do?
Number six, what type of fish is Nemo? Is he a tuna, clown, salmon, or goldfish?
Clownfish.
He is. She is. What a great fish.
Yeah.
Number seven, water drains clockwise in the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere.
I wrote true.
Nope, that's false.
No!
It is a myth.
Oh, it's a myth.
Yeah.
I was going by, supposedly.
And toilets aren't that smart anyway.
I was going to say, toilets go the wrong way in Australia, don't they?
It's all a myth.
That's a myth?
Yep.
Well, then the Simpsons have lied to me.
Yes, they have.
I saw it on the Simpsons.
Yeah, anything the Simpsons say is true.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Number eight, you lose most of your body heat through your head.
True?
Nope, it's false. You lose heat anywhere you're not covered. Your head just snatches it first. So if your chest is open, like your neck area, then you'll lose more heat through there.
Because, really?
Yeah.
What if you're a hothead?
Good luck, Phil.
Yeah. Well, two in a row wrong, man, after a nice start.
Number
nine.
Viola had a high school until 1964, then joined the Kickapoo School District. What was Viola's mascot before joining the Panthers?
The first one you said.
The Blue Jackets, that is correct. Blue Jackets, Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Blue Raiders.
Mm-hmm. So, Blue Jackets.
You're not bad on those.
I remember hearing about some of them.
Number 10, just tell me the answer.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish sang the title song for the latest Bond film, No Time to Die. How many did you get, my man?
Eight correct.
Not bad.
Two wrong. Yeah.
Not bad.
Better than predicted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the next one will probably, next Tuesday, I'm looking up like your garden, Victory Gardens and stuff like that.
Okay. So it'll be,
that hopefully,
just about in season. Although Flurry's on the weekend. So
yeah, you can't beat that.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, so, it is Wisconsin.
Buddy, I hope you have an awesome day. And you know what? I hope your paper... We can get more scratch paper back here.
All right. Yeah,
thanks,
we
buddy.
Need some.
Yeah, okay.
That's Hank Bray.